I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Nestled in the interiors of Uttarakhand, amidst a wildlife sanctuary and adjoining a river, exists a stunningly beautiful resort, which is a heaven for nature lovers and anyone who would be needing a break from the urban chaos. Welcome to the Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, we have with us the owner of Magpie Cottage, Malini Kumar. By educational qualification and profession, Malini is a content creator, a producer, a scriptwriter, and a director. She recently researched, scripted, and directed the National Geographic documentary, Superstructures, Experian Wind Chants. Malini has over 15 years of experience in the visual communication industry, wherein she has been associated with many UN projects crafting pro-social content for UNICEF, UNDP, and UNFPA, among others. She is also a theater artist, and her last play titled Gathered Leaves was staged at the India Habitat Center in Delhi and then across the entire country. In addition, Malini likes to call herself a film buff, a devoted mother, a culinary expert, nature and wildlife lover, walking enthusiast, and a yoga proponent. Please join us in welcoming Malini Kumar. Welcome to the podcast, Malini. Thanks for joining us today. How are you feeling right now?
Hi Shruti, it's wonderful to be part of the Hear Me Out campaign, celebrating women and recognizing all the tremendous work done by women across the spectrum and country with varied backgrounds and experiences.
Malini, you have yourself worked extensively as a media professional in different capacities. I would like to know from you, what is the role that you have enjoyed playing the most?
Actually, each role has been exciting in its own way. I think I was born a content creator. So from crafting content on pro-social subjects like sanitation and priority projects for the government like Beti Bachao, to branded content for international brands, to crafting content on climate change in the form of a fiction film. It's been an exciting journey as I've had the joy of creating both long-form content for broadcasters along with short-form content for social media. You know, the dynamic actually remains the same, irrespective of the end platform. Across genres, like documentaries, fiction, whiteboard animation, even using puppets. And here's the crux of it. Irrespective of how dry the subject may be, irrespective of how much data one is crunching, the end goal is to convert this into a gripping story, and that's where the excitement is. The challenge, actually, is to keep reinventing, not just the art of storytelling, but to tell the story in a captivating and compelling manner so as to hold the audience's attention, to not just entertain, but also educate, inform, and create behavior change among the public through these content pieces.
That's beautiful, Malini. Tell us, what does a regular day in your life look like? I hear you are managing Magpie Cottage while also being involved in so many other creative projects at the same time. How are you managing all of it?
Actually, I'm a stickler for discipline, schedules, job lists, targets, constantly striving to be a role model and set a schedule for my adolescent twin daughters. So typical day begins with, you know, some exercise, walking, yoga. Then I end up focusing on my daughters, packing them off to school. 10 o'clock, it's professional work, deadlines, proposals, and evening time is spent with the family. Through all of this, Magpie Cottage takes precedence across the day whenever the situation demands. It's actually a passion above anything else. Magpie Cottage, a haven enveloped in unmatchable serenity, nestled in the lap of nature amidst a wildlife forest sanctuary, with a river right beside the cottage. It's actually a perfect boutique resort with sprawling land all around the premises. A splendid family weekend destination for guests. Nature lovers, wildlife conservationists, and anyone wanting an immersive experience amidst tranquility benefits hugely by being at Magpie Cottage. You know, city life tends to be so chaotic that families get fractured constantly on a digital device and end up spending less and less time actually connecting with one another. Relationships within families and friends are actually best nurtured in locales like Magpie Cottage, because one spends time in traditional group bonding activities like jungle safaris, picnics, bonfires, playing cards, board games, swimming in the river, or just going for long walks, or just playing a sport beside the river. So not just is the weary city slicker return rejuvenated, but family and friendship bonds get strengthened in the process. In fact, I think, you know, one of the positive fallouts of the COVID pandemic has been that family bonds have grown stronger because people were compelled to stay together. And cottages like Magpie have facilitated this need to get away from the cities into safer and less populated areas. I actually believe that your family needs to be cultivated, nurtured like a garden. Time, effort, imagination must be summoned constantly to keep any relationship flourishing and growing. In fact, you know, Lee Iacocca summarized this brilliantly by saying, "No matter what you've done for yourself or for humanity, if you can't look back on having given love and attention to your family, then what have you really accomplished?" And my children have spent their entire childhood at Magpie Cottage, visiting almost four times a year in rustic, wild locales. The experiences they've imbibed are unmatched by most urban children. They've seen wild elephants, tuskers, milked cows, watched a cow give birth, tended to sheep, gone bird watching, enjoyed picnics beside the river, swum in the river, fished in the river, made close friends with the locals and their children, gone into the homes of nomadic Gujar communities, observed beehives, built tree houses. You know, all of these activities and experiences have shown them another side of life, another side of India, away from the sleek city malls, large cinema multiplexes, and public school adolescent chatter that most urban children are accustomed to. The famous German teacher Eckhart Tolle once said, "Nature can bring you to stillness. That is its gift to you." In fact, research today confirms that profoundly healing and restorative effects of nature on our mind and body. For instance, there are studies that show that some trees emit invisible chemicals known as phytoncides, and these have a potential to reduce stress, hormones like cortisol, lower blood pressure, and improve immunity. As Hippocrates summed it up brilliantly, nature itself is the best physician. You know, interestingly, each task that I undertake for Magpie Cottage is like a content piece. So I'm either renovating it like I would do for a film or theatre set, or undertaking a photography shoot of the cottage for social media and its multiple acre premises, exactly the way I would undertake a brand or film shoot. And the guests of the cottage are the same as a film's audience. In my mind, it's all seamless. My passion for theatre, acting, stagecraft, creating content for broadcast media and social media, films for brands, and running a high-end boutique resort like Magpie Cottage in an interior rural corner of Uttarakhand are all interwoven very closely. In all of this, there's a brand, an audience, a target, a content piece, and an experience which is common to all. Aristotle is known to have famously quoted, "Pleasure in the job puts perfection in the work." So if we enjoy what we do, then work, passion, and hobby are all seamlessly blended. And that's the best way of managing everything, because we're just enjoying ourselves all the time.
I am Shruti, and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Well, you are clearly wearing too many hats right now, and wearing them well. Does it get challenging at times to manage all of it? As an independent artist, what are the struggles or challenges one has to face?
Yes, Shruti, that's the joy of life, wearing multiple hats. Do you know what MOM, MOMS, actually stands for? Master of Multitasking. We women can listen, we can ignore and forget all at the same time. In fact, if a man actually wants to know what a woman's mind feels like, he needs to imagine a browser with 2,857 tabs open all the time. There are people in this world who spend every day making important decisions, troubleshooting, refereeing fights, nursing egos, doing damage control, all the while managing profit and loss accounts of the business they're handling. These people are called mothers. Sometimes, you know, Shruti, sometimes I'm reminded of being a juggler or a clown in a circus who keeps juggling different colored cups while everyone watches with bated breath. And as I multitask through the day between parenting, my profession, college maintenance, staff handling, at any point of time, I'm doing at least 6 different things simultaneously. So coming back to the analogy of the juggler in the circus with the cup, if you imagine each cup to be a specific activity or a task, then in my mind, the skill is in knowing that one won't be able to catch each cup all through the day. So the best way out is this. Deliberately let some cups fall, but hold on to the ones that matter. And the crux is here. It's the skill of knowing in that instant which cups to let go of and which ones to hold on to for dear life. Yeah, there are multiple challenges within each era, within each arena one is handling. Magpie Cottage, for example, is in one of the remotest corners of the country. We're getting manpower like electricians, carpenters, plumbers, masons, and others for renovations can be a huge challenge because they need to travel 2 hours to reach the cottage. So there's a geography, you know, and there's a terrain issue. Plus, there are wild animals on the way. So I've had to invent unique ways to work around these issues, and once ended up carrying a sofa set on the top of my Jeep for over 5 hours, driving through the forest until we found the person who could have posted it. On another occasion, I had a film proposal to submit whilst I was at the cottage. And in those days, there was no internet on the premises, but only across the river. But there was a wild tiger lurking in the vicinity, and it was already sundown. Not one to easily give up, I put my laptop in my rucksack, waded across the river, reached the point where the internet was available in the wilderness, and sent off the film proposal. It's also in an area where, you know, property ownership and management is mostly male-dominated. So I've often been referred to as Sir, because that's the only gender the locals are used to addressing. So I just keep calm and pretend to ignore it and just carry on with the task on hand. Also, the cottage is in the buffer zone of a wildlife sanctuary. So there are wild elephants, there are wild animals, there are herds of elephants, leopards, jackals, barking deer, and even tigers can enter the premises. So one has to be very careful of one's movements at dawn and dusk, especially if young children are going to be at the cottage.
My goodness, that sounds quite thrilling. But of course, all of it comes with a huge responsibility that you are, I'm sure, handling very, very well. Malini, would you like to tell us about any of your projects that's been very, very close to your heart?
Well, actually, every project that I undertake is only done because it's something I really want to do. Creating short digital content pieces on social media on issues that were priority areas for the government was a great experience because it was a complete challenge. Imagine converting raw, dry data into compelling content. We had vast amounts of data on different schemes like Swachh Bharat or Beti Bachao, and the task was to make it fun, funky, appealing for the youth without being didactic or preachy. We researched and brainstormed and finally used varied creative approaches like animation, rap songs, cartoons, memes, and even puppets to craft our stories. On another assignment, a 175-year-old school amongst the oldest co-educational residential boarding schools in the world needed content on the school, its activities, and its alumni on social media. But there was a challenge. The school didn't have a single social media handle. It was a fantastic experience creating these pages from inception and crafting an integrated communication strategy. And in doing so, one set a benchmark or tonality for content that hopefully helped build the brand.
Oh, well, I'm sure it did. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with us today. That's quite deep and insightful. Before you leave, Malini, would you like to give any concluding message for our listeners today?
Yeah, I think, you know, we women have an innate ability to work with intuition and instinct, as I believe nature has gifted us with this. It's part of our genetic DNA, handed down from our ancestors, and we should really listen to this side of our brain very carefully. I think we must follow our passion, follow what we really want to achieve in our lives, irrespective of what it may be. We should do what we believe in and give it 100%. You know, Steve Jobs once said, "The only way to do great work is to love what you do." Hard work is painful when life is devoid of purpose, but when you live for something greater than yourself and the gratification of your own ego, then hard work becomes a labor of love. Challenges make us stronger, and the real strength of a human being's character is not tested when one is going through the good, but when the rough patches need to be dealt with. J.K. Rowling, amongst the world's most successful contemporary female authors, once said, "Rock bottom became the solid foundation in which I built my life." So irrespective of the hurdles that come our way, never give in is a mantra that's truly worth following.
Thank you so much for sharing all such wonderful thoughts with us today. Malini, it's been lovely having you here as part of this campaign.
Thank you, Shruti. It's been a pleasure being a part of a campaign like Hear Me Out, where women from diverse fields share their experiences in a forthright manner. These communities, so to speak, I believe is actually the way forward, where cross-learnings can encourage and motivate many other women and also men across age groups and geographies. Eventually, it's not about the final destination we wish to reach, but about the journey each one of us takes. And the beauty of it is that whilst each journey may be unique, yet there are some common elements. So it's in this process of sharing that we can empower each other, sometimes perhaps even subconsciously, and sometimes in a more tangible manner. Build your own dreams, or someone else will hire you to build theirs. And finally, I'll leave you with just one thought which I really uphold. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you're a leader.
Well, what more is left for me to say? You made my job easy with all such comprehensive remarks. Thank you for adding your charm to this Hear Me Out series, and it's been lovely having you here. Thank you so much. With this, we come to the end of this episode of Hear Me Out. I am your host, Shruti, and we were in conversation with Malini Kumar. Keep listening to Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe.